Congresswoman DeFox.
It would be my desire for us to just keep moving, because we just got bills and resolutions on first reading, and then we can be done for, I mean, it's just going to take us like 10 minutes or less to keep going.
I'm fine with that, as long as everyone is okay, and do we need to take a break at least? No? Okay. We'll keep rolling. Chair would entertain a motion to exit Committee of the Whole. There's a motion in a sec. All those in favor, please say yes. Any opposed, no. Motion passes. We are now on number 7, Introduction of Bills and Resolutions. Hearing none, we're now on Bills and Resolutions on first reading. Congresswoman Reeve Ford.
Good morning, Speaker. Oh, good afternoon, Speaker and colleagues. Okay, I'm reading in ONCA 2542, an act to amend the Osage Nation Boards Act at 15 ONC 5-103 to make the terms of board members consistent with the constitutional amendment adopted in the 2024 regarding confirmations and to establish an alternate effective date. Also reading in ONCA 25-43, an act to require a resolution of the Osage Nation Congress to make requests to acquire land in trust status and to establish an alternate effective date. Also reading in ONCA 2544, which is an act to repeal the Health Clinic Construction Fund and to establish an alternate effective date. Thank you, Speaker.
Thank you very much, Congresswoman. ONCA 2542 will be assigned to the Government Operations Committee. ONCA 2543 will be assigned to Commerce, Gaming, and Land. ONCA 2544 will be assigned to the Health Committee. We are now on motions and notices. Congresswoman Reeve Ford.
Yes, thank you, Speaker. So the appropriation is scheduled to meet until 2 p.m. today or immediately following session and then until 2.
Thank you, Congresswoman. We're now on adjournment. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Motion to adjourn till 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Motion in a second. All those in favor, please say yes. Any opposed, please say no. We are adjourned. Thank you.